The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
The Burt Show.
Josh has supplied me the audio from Chili's reality TV show with Dovid. I haven't heard the whole thing yet.
Oh,
I haven't watched it yet.
I went to a luncheon yesterday, and nice. He was the topic of conversation at one of the tables. Apparently, one of the women at the table is friends of Chili.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
For those of you that don't know, I have a friend, Dovid, who was on this reality TV show with Chili this week. What is it? Win a date with Chili, or Chili wants everything?
What Chili wants?
What Chili wants, or something? Mm-hmm. And Dovette was one of the first to go on a date with her, and I think he got beat up pretty badly. I haven't seen it yet, but I keep getting tweets and I keep getting texts about it because I guess they're showing it over and over and over again, and I like feel the need to stick up for my friend, but I haven't heard any of it yet.
He's just Dovette.
Yeah, is it a bad version of Dovette, or is it?
It's Dovette. If you know him,
tell me, Jen. What do you want to say? I can see Jen's faces.
No, I haven't seen it yet or heard it. I just heard the conversation yesterday about how, the only part of the conversation yesterday was that he walked into that thing thinking that he was going to be, you know, Mr. Big Time, and that his looks would get him through the whole thing, and that Chili saw through that right away.
She chopped him down right away. Here's the first clip that he gave me. This is Dovette pre-interview. During a Braves game, so I guess they bring a woman in. Maybe it's a good friend of Chili's that sort of does a pre-screening.
The matchmaker.
Dating woman.
And she sets Dovette up with Chili. She thinks that they're a pretty good match. And it's at a Braves game in a suite.
Dovette was fine, honey.
What do you know about Chili?
I know she's a mom. I know she used to date Usher.
She used to date Usher. Does that intimidate you?
No.
So what do you do for a living?
I own a personal training studio.
Okay, can I see your stomach? Because I have to make sure that it's nice.
Okay. The music.
Of course, now, it works.
Do you think he was nervous lifting up his shirt right there in front of everybody?
I think so.
That's such an odd thing for him to do, right? Okay, so nothing there really to be concerned with. Mm-hmm. Then he meets Chili for the first time.
Dovette, this is Chili. Chili, this is Dovette. I just gave him a pre-interview, so what do you think?
She kind of presented him to me like some meat on a platter.
Dovette, you popular.
I mean, don't get me wrong, Dovette is not bad looking. He just wasn't quite my type.
So what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do?
Jesus would go talk to Chili.
All right.
He had this little suave thing about him, like, hi, I'm Dovette.
Nice to meet you all. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, and we can all agree that Dovette has a Dovette swagger.
Yeah,
dude, he
definitely
wears sunglasses into the studio at 7:30 in the morning.
Over the top. Too over the top, for sure. All right, next clip. I guess Chili's being convinced to give Dovette a try because she's not feeling him, not vibing on him.
Dovette.
Why did you...
I'm playing these clips because I'm trying to figure out, like, what... I've been getting a lot of negative tweets and texts, so I'm just trying to figure out what happened on this show.
Right.
And so far, okay. I'm not hearing anything that's too bad yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, they haven't gone on their date yet.
Dovette. Why did you make that face?
Just look-wise. He's just not for me.
Besides the looks, he has everything on your checklist. He has his own training studio. Jezebel magazine rated him the number one bachelor in Atlanta. He's the bomb.
It's just something I pick up. I don't know. Like, I wouldn't enjoy that date.
I just think you can't, you know, judge people off of just one look.
Okay, I'm sold. All right, I'm gonna do it.
All right, so they go out on a date and they go to Stone Mountain together.
She twists her arm to do it. Okay, yeah. I'm going to go.
She's not into it from the start.
Yeah, she didn't even want to. Yeah.
She's already met him. Not her type. She knows it, but she's going on this date anyway, okay? Right.
Tell me something about you.
Tell me about you. Do you have any kids?
I do. I have a son.
You do? How old is your boy?
13.
Oh, he lives here?
No, he lives in Virginia.
Okay. Do you talk to him every day?
No, not every day.
Uh-oh.
I wish I could say every day, but I can't.
All right. To me, you should talk to your kid every day. There's no reason for one day to go by that you don't talk to your kid. So that was a turnoff for me. I didn't like that.
Okay, so there's the source of some of the text I got right there. That he's not talking to his child every day.
What were the texts saying to you?
Let me try to rephrase them. Dolbet has a kid? All in capital letters.
Well, that's our reaction when we first started.
Yeah, so we hear it now.
That is kind of a... Oh, let me see if I still have him.
We didn't know.
Nobody in here knew. I mean, I've known for years, but yeah, he didn't talk all that much about him, and he doesn't talk about him every day, and that turned Chili off. And to be totally honest with you, I mean, even if Dolbet was in here, if I was dating a woman and she said she didn't talk to her kid every day, I think I understand why she's turned off.
Yeah.
I think you also have to hear more of the story. You know, you don't know what it's like with the ex, mm-hmm. if she's made it really difficult for him to see. You know, we're like instantly judging the situation, but you don't know what it is. I mean, you'd hope that he would still want to talk to his kid every day, but mm-hmm. you don't know if the ex has made it that situation or if it's because of where his priorities are.
And
but
that's
he never
a great
talks
point.
About it,
yeah,
about his kid. Mm-hmm. The ex has nothing to do with the fact of you talking about your child.
And that's a great point about reality TV shows also, is they're going to show you that one side. But Jen's right. We really don't know what's going on the other side. Maybe he wants to.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should get up here and race you to the top.
See, I can tell you. You know, you're a show off. I can
you
see this.
So?
Yeah, you show off. Try to show off. I'm like, you know, showing off all your muscles.
You got to work out with me sometime. I want you to come to the studio. We'll kind of see what I do.
Oh. There's the boys. Got the 1-900 voice. Yes, you do. I'm saying you know how to turn it on, turn it off.
What are you talking? Turn what on? What are you talking about?
I think he looks in the mirror and he's like, Dolbet. You are bad as hell.
You know, that's
what you do?
Image for me, yeah.
You say it's all about image?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know I told Tiana I'd give Dolbet a chance, but so far, I'm not seeing anything that would change my first impression of him.
It's all sound effects in here.
No, he's just not a type.
And yeah. I want to say, Dolbet's not the kind of guy that thinks he's badass. But I can't do that.
No, like all that, like you're like, that. Oh well, you know they edit. You know, Dolbet's thing to you is how they edit it. But like, we all have known Dolbet for years.
Yeah, at least five.
Yeah,
right?
And he is the most charming person that I know. Like he. Has that charm, but sometimes it doesn't work on everybody. And I think when it doesn't work, it just crash
and burn.
It just really goes. It really
doesn't work.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
It's not a gentle landing.
No.
Just because you can check off a bunch of things on my checklist does not mean it's the right guy for me. Sometimes you just know when it's the wrong guy. And Dolbet was the wrong guy. He was egotistical, and that is a turnoff for me. You know what? I think I should add that to my list. No egos. I did not enjoy that. I didn't enjoy one moment of that.
Damn. What do you think she was trying to say there at the very end?
You know, women just speak so cryptically. They don't really say what they really want.
Because if I'm Dolbet, I'm hearing, I think I got a chance.
Door's still open.
Hey, Kim, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? I'm
doing okay. That's the first time I've actually had a chance to listen to those things. So
you have to watch the episode, Bert. I can't believe you haven't watched the episode. It's online. You don't have to wait for it to come on TV.
Well, it's painful, though.
Bert,
like
what kind of friend are you?
Yeah.
You're a deadbeat friend.
I'm a good friend because I knew it didn't turn out well, and I didn't want to watch it. I didn't want to see it.
It's really not that bad. It really isn't hurtful to Dolbet that much. I mean... Chili just jumps down his throat, and there's really nothing much he could have done. He could have been the most charming person in the world. He had a guard up from the get-go. So
I told her this when she was in the studio with us a couple of weeks ago. I just don't buy the whole premise of the show at all, because when Chili's in here, she's the cutest little thing, and she's charming in her own right also. And for you to come on in here and tell me that you're having a tough time finding a date in this country when you're still traveling and touring and doing all your things, I just don't buy it.
That's what Dolbet should have done. He should have flipped it around on her. Like when she said, oh, there's the voice. He goes, oh, there's the voice.
Everything she said, he says that.
Right. I didn't like him because he was egotistical. I didn't like her because she was egotistical. Now, just out of curiosity, I would say Dolbet owes you at least 6 months of free training for covering this at 5:50 in the morning rather than... 8:15.
I was so eager to listen to him this morning that I don't think I could have waited.
The Bert Show. The Bert Show.
Okay, so can intern Erin hear us now?
No.
She cannot. Okay.
Oh.
Cool.
Oh, today's the day.
Today's the day.
Oh. I love this.
Every now and then when we get a new intern.
I hate this.
Every now and then when we get a new intern. I like to jack with them first or second day. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The first one we did was flawless.
Yeah, it was intern Yancey, and we recruited Joanna to help us. And we told Yancey that he was required every single day to go into Bert's office after the show and give Bert positive affirmations about the show that we just did and encourage Bert to put on as good of a show the next day. So we got Joanna to act, to say, come on, I'm going to go do the affirmations and I'm going to show you how to do it. And so they would go in the studio or go into Bert's office and we recorded it and talk about how well Bert was dressed that day, how funny he was, how the show just flowed, how the momentum was really compelling. The management of the callers was fantastic. And eventually, he had to do it on his own. And he did a good job.
He did a very good job, but he was such a kiss ass. But he did it. He did it so good. But then, you know, we told him, dude, we're just joking with you. So we've got a new intern here. Our intern, Erin, who seems like the sweetest, the quietest little thing.
Mm-hmm. She is.
Is she just a sweetheart?
Yeah.
She does seem really sweet.
I hate this.
Jen is very protective of the interns because this is her department right here.
Now, Erin is the short girl from Uruguay?
No, that's Joanna.
Well, at least she got the country.
Yeah, that's
Joanna.
True.
Okay.
That's the first time you ever got the country right.
The phone screener? That's Joanna?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, this is a different girl.
Erin's the one who married Scott and had a baby Ella.
Different girl. That's Tracy.
Yeah. Entertainment Buzz Girl?
So Erin is here. It's her second day here. And she has said probably, I don't know, 6 words in the 2 days that she's been here.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
Shy little thing. Just trying to kind of melt into the wall. So what we're going to do next, and we can't talk about it after right now, is Melissa's newscast is up next. Melissa's not going to come back in studio for the newscast. So what you won't be able to hear is me off the air telling Erin, look, nobody can do this. Just go ahead, start reading news. I'm going to hit the bed. We won't even address it. Just go ahead and start reading news.
And I'm going to have to leave.
Yeah. Well, the thing
there's
is,
no way I'll make it.
And normally in my newscast, I can just grab papers and make notes and everything. But I've actually scripted it out, so it's
she has something to read.
She has I mean, it's doable for her.
So
to do.
She should be able to read it and get through the newscast.
So I've each story's on a different page, and it's all spaced out, and so
I would feel better about this if it was a guy intern, honestly.
Oh, sexist jerk.
Yeah, Brandon. What are you, I mean, I'm kind of sexist. What?
Because guys could hand.
Come on, Wendy. That's not fair. That is sexist.
Like, why? Last time, it was Yancey, dude. Okay, he took the brunt of it.
Come on, let's be honest. Guys can't do news. So, anyway, no, I'm just
trying to protect our own.
It just makes me wonder what joke you guys are still playing on me.
No, you're a veteran now. It's too late for you.
I think the advantage we have is because we're, like, I think I will probably laugh. Okay. So I think
so
what
you
we
do. It won't last long. Is that
no, I think what we do is all of us are out of the studio and then it's just Bert and Erin. And then Bert, you have a little bit of panic and go, hey, nobody's back. Will you sit right there? And if I have to go to news, you do it. And then as soon as she starts news, we can all filter in one by one.
Okay.
But the premise is you're
supposed to. Can you really do this, sir?
She doesn't have any anxiety issues or anything like that, right?
We'll find out.
We'll find out.
It's her second day.
We're going to find out in 10 minutes.
She's a college student.
Look, it's part of the intern program, and you are here to learn, and part of this job is dealing with pressure. So we're going to see how she deals with pressure. So when we come back, I'll hit the news bed, but it won't be Melissa doing news. It will be our intern, Erin.
Maybe. Or it'll be the sound of a chair tipping over and and footsteps running down the hall.
Or it could be that Erin comes in and
kills it,
and then I get let go. So whatever.
That would be an unfortunate turn of events, wouldn't it, Carter?
The Bert Show.
Okay, the stakes are now high on All or Nothing Trivia because we are adding another prize today. So here's what you got. You got tickets to John Mayer in concert at Erin's Amphitheater. We're going to hook you up with those. Also, a 60-minute massage at the Intercontinental Buckhead. We're giving you $50 to spend at Fido. Tickets to Lady Antebellum on May 15th at Erin's. And today, we add a facial from Soothe Massage Studios.
Nice.
Awesome. Hey,
five great prizes.
Good stuff.
All right? You got to call up with all five names. These guys are known to be the most well-endowed celebrities. Tell us which five they are. If you don't get all five, we'll tell you how many you got right, but we won't tell you which ones. We should be pretty close today.
Yeah, the last caller or last listener yesterday guessed 4 out of the 5.
Julie, good morning.
Hello.
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 You are the first on All or Nothing Trivia.
All right. Okay. So
I know that I have several of them, but I'm not sure about my last one.
Okay.
I've got Leonardo DiCaprio, Ashton Kutcher, Jamie Foxx, Jamie Kennedy, and I mean, I'm going to go with David Letterman, but it was either a toss-up between him or one other one.
Okay, you don't have to make excuses. You got three right.
Three? Only three?
Yep, only three.
Oh, I thought I had more than that. Okay.
Well, no, you don't.
Nope.
All right, bye-bye.
Mm-mm. Okay, it's a major clue right there,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, that's right.
If you were listening yesterday,
then you know which one
major
should
clue.
Be the fourth.
Major. Lisa, good morning. You are part of the Burt Show.
Hi, good morning, Burt Show.
Good morning,
good
Lisa.
Morning.
How are
good
you?
Where's she from?
I'm very good.
Philippines.
Philippines.
Yeah. Lisa, you are on All or Nothing Trivia. You have to give us five names of the most well-endowed dudes in Hollywood.
Yes.
Okay. Who are they?
Matthew McConaughey, Ashton Kutcher, Michael Jordan, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Jamie Foxx.
Okay. You got three right.
No!
Yes. Three right.
Okay,
thank you.
You're welcome, bye.
People are forgetting that one. No. That
the
one from
southern
yesterday.
Part of the island chain, but the Philippines.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
You're not even confirming with people anymore?
I love
anymore.
How
you're
he just whispers it so they don't hear it. Yeah, you just disputed.
No more confirmation, just a blatant declaration?
That one was so obvious that
okay.
even if you've never been to the Philippines.
It would be insulting, is what you're saying.
For you new listeners, I have a gift. I can hear an accent, and I can tell exactly where you're from. Good morning, Alicia. You're on Q100. You're on Q100. Hi, how are you?
Good morning.
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. I think today is the day we wrap up All or Nothing Trivia.
Right.
And I think it's going to you.
Okay, I hope so.
All right, let's do it.
All right, I've got Jamie Foxx, Ashton Kutcher, Leonardo DiCaprio, David Spade, and Mark Wahlberg.
You got four correct.
Woo!
Okay, four correct.
All right.
Good job.
I'll take a couple more calls here, and then we'll have to turn this over tomorrow. I thought for sure we were done today. Shaquetta.
Good morning, Burt Show.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great.
Good. I think I got him.
All right. Okay. If you've been listening every day, you're pretty close right now.
Okay.
What you got?
Okay. Jamie Foxx, Owen Wilson, Ashton Kutcher, Leonardo DiCaprio, and David Spade.
You got four right.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Melanie, good morning.
Hey.
Let's do this. I want to give you all these prizes right now.
I hope you can give them to me.
Okay, go.
Ashton Kutcher, Jamie Foxx, Leonardo DiCaprio, Jamie Kennedy, and Tiger Woods.
You got three.
Oh. Dang.
That's frustrating.
People are screaming at the radio right now.
I know.
Thank you for calling.
Sorry, bye.
Remember, every incorrect guess gets you closer to the puzzle, unless they've all been guessed before, and then that doesn't do us any damn good at all.
Right.
All right, one more today. Christina, come on, do this thing.
All right, I'm going to try.
Here we are.
Leonardo DiCaprio, David Spade, Jamie Foxx, Woody Harrelson, and Ashton Kutcher.
You got four correct.
Radio station!
All right, so we continue again tomorrow, All or Nothing Trivia.
Somebody in their car is so mad they just punched their passenger. for no reason.
The last one is a little random, I gotta tell you. We may be here a while. Huh. I'm trying to give a clue without giving a clue.
Somebody's got it.
Within the next 24 hours, I'll figure a clue if we don't get it tomorrow. To say that might give it away, but it's sort of random. He's sort of random. Wouldn't be top of mind, probably.
Okay.
So we'll try it again tomorrow, All or Nothing Trivia, and we will add yet another prize.
Hey, The Burt Show. The Burt Show.
It's a little vague to say exactly what we're looking for here, but I think Melissa nailed it. You know, like, this might be your dude here.
Okay, yeah, people who just kind of have it figured out. I was at dinner with some friends the other night, and they were talking. The guy was talking about a bar he frequents, and there was a bartender there that works part-time during the year and saves all his money up to travel the rest of the year. So we were like, this dude's got it figured out, because every time he comes back and needs more money, he's got a job at the bar. I mean, it's not like he has to, you know, give 2 weeks' notice and he never gets to come back to the company. I mean, it's a system that everybody knows about. Mm-hmm. And so we're like, this dude's got it figured out.
So who's got it figured out? Like, what are you doing in your life that you got it figured out? I mean, I think if you ask 80% of the population, 100% of the population, 80% would say that they're not happy. I mean, look at the self-help industry.
Yes.
No
Good
kidding.
God, right? Mm-hmm. So most people aren't happy. So what makes you happy that you figured out that others haven't? Hey, Ben, good morning.
Good
Good morning.
Hey, Ben.
Are you the traveling dude we're talking about?
I am.
All right.
You're the guy. Okay. Tell us about this,
How
man.
How old are you?
Well, I don't actually work at a bartender.
Okay.
I'm not actually a bartender, but my dad has his own business.
Okay.
So I work with him for, like, I don't know, 6 months, and then I just leave because it's my dad. So he's like, all right, so you're going to take off? I'm like, yeah.
It's not Melissa saying that you're not the same guy.
Yeah, the guy we were talking about is an actual bartender in Midtown. So, but yeah. So you travel 6 months out of the year and then work for your dad for 6 months?
Well, I sometimes travel for about 2-3 months and then I work, come back. And the funny thing is that I grew up in the Middle East.
Okay.
So I spend a lot of time over there and I stay with friends and stuff for free. So I don't spend very much money at all, but I still save. So
and,
it's cool.
And you're happy.
I'm so happy. But I also, I think my ultimate happiness comes from, I am a Christian, so it's kind of like that plays into the whole traveling and wanting to see the world, mm-hmm. which God created and stuff. So, yeah.
All right. Thank
awesome.
You, Ben. Traveling cool. Christian's got it figured out.
Well, his dad's got it.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that. It does feel different, like.
It feels different than Daddy's from the Bill.
Yeah.
That's a little Trustafarian
that,
for me.
Because it's a little what?
What?
Trustafarian. Sure. You know, the kids that go to Colorado and they have dreads and they play hacky sack and smoke weed and they're figuring out the world, but it's really mommy and daddy that are paying the bills.
But they got $4 million coming to them when they hit 21.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Here is Heather. Heather.
I want to be a trustee.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm in the office.
You are happy and you are at peace.
Yes.
All right. What is the key to your life?
I married my best friend.
Married your best friend. That's a great answer right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
So cute.
Okay. I don't think you need to talk anymore about that.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
You got it figured out.
Married
your
best
friend.
You
know who else is like that? Is Rob Thomas. When we talk to him,
yeah.
I always feel like that with him. He's like happy and at peace because he married his best friend. You know?
It's Here's cool. D. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hey.
All right. The meaning to life, happiness for you is what?
For me, it's like helping other people and like doing whatever I can. Like if my friends like need a ride, I give it to them. If they need me to like help them with homework, I do it. If like, I don't know, I like feed homeless people every Tuesday. It's just like helping other people gives me like this pure, simple joy.
Mm-hmm.
Like nothing else can compare with it. It's awesome.
Jen, you can speak That's to awesome. That based
really
on
cool.
your weekend.
Yeah. Over the weekend doing that Do Justice event. It definitely, I think everybody in the room felt really good about giving away their time and their energy.
404-741-Q100. Hey, Terry.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Fine.
All right. What do you know that the rest of the world doesn't?
Well, I know something. That you find out what you would enjoy doing for a living, and it's not about the money, but what you like doing for a living, and it will never be a job.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And there's something to that. If you enjoy what you do, it's not a job every day. Yeah.
What do you do?
That's the truth. I'm a nurse at Christian City.
She said proudly, you're like a cheerleader
yes,
for it.
I'm very proud of the company, and I enjoy what I do and loving people and taking care of them, and I get a lot back in return also.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Good for you.
I want you to be my nurse.
I know.
I know, right? If you think about it, like if you're miserable at work, that's at least 8 hours out of your day.
Mm-hmm.
At least.
That's simple math here. That's one third of your life.
And
so
for a
that,
lot of people with commutes, it's an hour getting there and getting home.
Yeah,
right? And it's
you have to drive to your misery.
Yes.
Well, and people who dread like the morning of before they ever get in the car. So it's pretty much a 24-hour misery if you're in a job that you hate, you know?
I mean, think about it. How could it not affect the other two-thirds of your life, your sleep?
Right.
And your work and your life outside of work.
Yeah. If you're crying over coffee before you go in, that mm-hmm. might be an indication you hate your job.
I was that way before I came to Q100, the last job I had.
I know.
I had a boss who hated me and I hated him. And I would come home and cry every night.
There is like
because I hated him so much. He made my life, my whole life, miserable.
That is just
well, you're
it's
welcome
totally,
for the rescue.
Yeah, you guys saved me.
To me, that is totally and completely unacceptable. Crying because of work,
mm-hmm.
or somebody is yelling at you so much that you are crying, or you are fearing going into work because mm-hmm. that is miserable, is totally and completely unacceptable.
I wonder if anybody just heard you say that and they're like, I'm going to quit right now.
Go.
I'm going to go in and quit my
wonder.
Job today.
I mean, no boss.
Intern Brandon, you're not allowed.
No boss should make the work atmosphere so bad for you that you're crying at work. Are mm-hmm. you kidding me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know it's tough out there to find another job right now. So people are like, I know, I'd like to find
I'm
another job.
Sacrificing until that, you know, the recession is over.
Miserable,
yeah,
man.
That's ridiculous.
It's going to be fun right at 10.
Hey, Victor, good morning. You're on Q100.
Well,
good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you, man?
Good, thanks.
Listen, I have the answer, and it's so easy. Anyone can do it.
All right, what do you figure out?
It's all about meeting new people that you've never met before and learning something new, or just having a good laugh with a total stranger.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, I know a lot of people like to go out and get drunk and party, and I'm all about that too. But, you know, when you're standing next to a total stranger and you just strike up a conversation, you never know if you're going to meet your next best friend. Mm-hmm. And you go home thinking, wow, what a great laugh I had. And yeah, like calling this morning, just getting through. I'm going to go to work and I'm going to say, guess what happened to me this morning?
Oh, that's
cool. Makes my day.
I like that.
I got to talk to Jeff.
You never know who you're going to meet.
It really is attitude, isn't it?
That's my key to happiness.
Yeah. You know, it doesn't matter. And I get the whole Christian thing, but it's more than that. It's about people with Twitter and Facebook and all that. People are really not connecting like they used to. Mm-hmm. And I think the art of communication is a lost art form now. And so when you get the chance to talk to someone new, just walk away and smile and say, maybe you affected somebody's life that day.
That's a great call.
Now the pressure's on.
Great call, Victor. Thank you.
Victor's like, some people talk to God. I talk to the Burt Show.
That's cool.
Here's Crystal. Good morning, Crystal.
Hey, I was just calling. My sister actually left a 70-plus paying job to started her own dog walking business, and she's happier than she's ever been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've talked about this quite a bit, I think, over the last couple of months, that people that were in these high-paying jobs and were miserable, but you have sort of the golden handcuffs on.
Right.
And because of the recession, it's forced them into doing something else, something that they might have always thought about doing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're making way less money, but they're finding that they can sleep at night, and their quality of life is so different that the recession has actually been a godsend.
Mm-hmm. Like your sister.
Walking dogs.
Because we had listeners.
I found the key to happiness is to just make my point and then never say anything
else. That's right.
Here is Kathleen. Kathleen?
Kathleen.
Hey, Kathleen.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to comment that last night I was putting my kids to bed, and my 8-year-old daughter said, good night, Mom. And my 4-year-old son said, good night, Mama. And as I heard them say Mom and Mom, I realized that they don't refer to me as Mommy anymore. And it was a bittersweet moment because I just thought, you know, they're growing up. And for me, I get emotional just thinking about it. They're growing up, and I have a hand in that. And they're good children, and I'm proud of who they are and who they are becoming. And it just gave me, last night before I went to bed, I thanked God for them in my life. So
These are the moments that married people, you know, like single people or when you get married, how there's like this pressure from married people to have kids. And it's really pretty annoying.
Yeah.
What Kathleen is feeling is what she's feeling. She's trying to pass on to people that don't want to have kids that you can't quite get until you see.
Right. Well, you know, my sister-in-law says there's two people in the world. There's parents and those who aren't. We know what it's like not to be a parent. We've all not been parents at one point in our life. And not to say we're better as parents, but until you have a child, you have no idea the fulfillment that they can give you. And it's not for everybody. I get that. But for me, it was a wonderful moment.
You don't
moment.
Have to tell us. Melissa's been telling us for like 4 weeks now.
When my frozen embryos sit there and sparkle in the sunlight because of the
don't
ice
put them in
is
the
frozen
sunlight.
Around them. I know. Well, just
what
for a second. Just for a second so
God.
They can sparkle
to tan.
Like Edward on Twilight. Then I know.
Look,
the key to happiness.
I have two friends now. One that is fighting cancer and one that found out a couple of weeks ago. The doctor said that he had cancer and then weeks later found out that they were wrong and doesn't have cancer. And both of those people have said to me, both those instances have completely changed their life. And the one that is fighting the cancer, and it's a really tough fight, says it's the best thing that has ever happened to her. When you face death every single day, it totally changes the way you live. And she said to me, essentially, we're all doing that. I mean, we're all going to die. I mean, she's just facing it every single day. So it makes her see the greens a little bit greener.
Well, it makes her focus a little more on the small moments. Mm-hmm. Because most people ignore. I mean, my argument always with Katie is with the iPhone that's in her face all the time. It's like you were totally missing. Put it down. And there's things going on around you that you're totally missing when you're distracting yourself.
Isn't there an application that can tell you what you're missing?
Yeah. You know what? I bet there is.
Just out of curiosity, how long is this positivity uplifting crap going to go on?
I think you just ended it.
Get it? The Burt Show. You're on The Burt Show.
And we're about to go on in about 30 seconds. I'm going to need you to I'm gonna need you to clutch up here. Clutch up. Have you ever read news before?
Have I? No.
You've never tried it?
Mm-mm.
All right. I'm gonna ask you to in like 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see that right there? That's Melissa's newscast right there.
Uh-huh.
When we come out of this, I'm gonna ask you to do a newscast.
Okay.
Can you do this?
Sure. Just reading this sheet of paper?
Yeah, well, there are like five stories right there.
Uh-huh.
Okay, only got about 30 seconds to tell you this. There are like five stories right there.
Uh-huh.
And I'll hit Melissa's news bed, and you just start reading the stories, go one through the other.
Okay.
And at the very end of it, you know, just say your name and say on all the hits, Q100.
Okay.
Can you do that?
Sure.
All right. Okay, you got about 15 seconds. You sure you're?
All right. I'll do it.
Yeah.
Make it work.
Can you hear anything yet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Got about 10 seconds.
The Bird Show.
Rock the beat, beat.
Time spent in your car doesn't have to be boring. The Bird Show, Q100.
All right, give us a couple of minutes here, and Christina Aguilera will join us. She's going to tell you about this sort of brewing feud between she and Lady Gaga. And also, she feels like a sexier mom now than she did back in the day. So Christina Aguilera is coming up next.
The Bird Show on Q100. News is important. Here's Melissa Carter with the five things you need to know today. Q100.
The gray ash cloud from the Icelandic volcano that's paralyzed air travel in Europe is slowly clearing away, allowing flights to finally get back in the air. Thousands of flights have been canceled since the volcano began spewing nearly a week ago. Estimates of losses in the U.S. economy is $130 million a day. The next Supreme Court justice nominee will be the focus of a meeting today between President Obama and a bipartisan group of lawmakers. Republicans have threatened to filibuster any liberal or judicial activist nominee. Obama will soon choose a replacement for retiring Justice John Paul Stevens. General Motors says it has paid back the U.S. and Canadian governments the $6 billion they received in last year's bailout. The automaker promised 2 weeks ago to repay the loans by June. On the Wall Street Journal website, GM Chief Executive Ed Whitaker wrote, "It's proof the new GM is moving forward." A 23-year-old Tennessee man accused of resetting Sarah Palin's private Yahoo email and gaining access to her account will face Palin in court. Testimony in the court of David Kernel got underway on Tuesday in Knoxville. Palin is expected to eventually take the stand. The alleged incident happened during the 2008 election. This is Aaron on All the Hits Q100 with the news.
I think you did a great job. You did a great job for filling in like that quickly. Are you kidding me? Good job.
Where's Carter?
Yeah, where's Melissa go?
How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. I got through that alive.
At one point, I thought you were going to pass out.
Me too. But went pretty well. I'm alive.
You're alive and you
I'm
did
alive.
Good. You clutched up, girl. Woo! That was hazing right there. That was Bird Show hazing right there.
I passed.
We told Melissa. We told Melissa not to come in studio.
Second
we were going to put you on the
Second
spot. You
did
good, though.
Yeah.
Come over here.
I think
come
you here. Did fantastic.
You did really good.
Yeah.
You did.
Thank you.
About halfway through, I wish we would have put it on video because it looked like she was going to pass out.
I know.
The only thing that we didn't do that I wish we did do is put the name of the Icelandic volcano in the
That would have been terrible.
Yes.
Terrible.
Good job.
You handled it really well.
Thank you.
Very
Thank you.
Well. Good morning, Adam. You're on Q100.
Yeah, I was just wondering if that was all just one big news story, or was there any separation in those
great.
Stories at all?
Well, I think she delivers the news much like anybody under the age of 22 writes now. There aren't a lot of commas.
Exactly. No punctuation.
No punctuation.
Zero grammar. Yeah. It shows Twitter. About how many breaths I took. Maybe about two.
Here is Kevin. Good morning, Kevin. You're on
Q100. Oh, is this on
Q100? Yes.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. For a second there, I thought I was listening to NPR.
Hey, delivering that hard news that you need. Got to get it to you quick.
I would take that as a compliment. You know what?
Look, most interns would have just said, I can't do it. You got to find somebody else.
Oh,
but you jumped right in.
Yes.
Impressive. Get in the saddle when you need me. I got it.
Very good for you.
I'm all over it.
Listen, it's The Bird Show.